a fresh start. I know a month has passed, but we are now in 2024. Actually, it has been a very tough year in 2023. There was an economic downturn, there was a credit crunch, and there were dishonest agencies. Mortgage rate has gone up. There's a lot of depression, anxieties, and suicides. And worst of all, the aggression knife wounds among young people. And then we have a continuing war in the Holy Land and the Middle East. Everybody seems to be going more aggressive. In fact, I think the traffic police says there's more road rage nowadays. More people are driving aggressively, pushing people on the road who aren't going as fast as they are. People are getting more and more aggressive. If you go to the store nowadays, sometimes you see people queuing up and cutting each other up. How many of us would like to have a fresh start in our lives, in our Christian life? Yes, we do experience setbacks and failures throughout our life, but sometimes we allow mistakes to happen. These setbacks and failures comes and setback and help us not to enjoy the life that God has given us. In the text that we have read, it says, let me read again, Remember yet not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This text that we have read is a bit upbeat. God says, I will make a fresh start in your life. I want you to give you a new beginning. I want to do something new in your life. Remember not the former things of the past, of the old. Behold, I will do you a new thing. Aren't we glad that God wants to do something new in our life? Doesn't it make us excited? A new beginning? A fresh start? Let us say to each other that we grow in relationship with God. We need to pray more, to read the scriptures, and to spend more quality time with family. The list can go on. The fact is, we have made some mistakes, we have made some bad decisions, but this shouldn't hinder us as we face 2024. The Lord says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of the old. Behold, I will give you a new thing. Listen to what the God is saying in this verse. Forget what has happened before. He doesn't say, think about the past. He says, that book is closed. We need to understand that God is more interested in our future than He is in our past. Some people think that God is stuck in the past, that all He wants to do is to remind them of the things that have done wrong. No, God is more interested in your future than He is in your past.
Think not of things of the past.
I will give you a new thing. That's what we're going to spend our life. Don't think too much of the past. Look at the new things that God is going to do for you. You are valued, you are wanted, you are a child of God. You see, Israel was being punished for their sins and rebellion against God. God wanted to give them hope and encouragement to his people. He wanted them to know that even though they were being punished, they were not being forsaken. God wanted his people to understand that the punishment that they were experiencing would not be the end of them. The fact is that God wants to give us a fresh start, a new beginning in life. Israel, no doubt, was very discouraged because they thought this was the end of them. They had gone so far, they had sinned, they had rebelled against God. Maybe they thought God would not deliver them again. That's when they begin to remember the former things. Israel could remember the past deliverance and the past victory. They could remember when they were trapped by the Red Sea and they had nowhere to go. But God made a way for them and parted the Red Sea and they walked on dry land. They could remember when the enemy was about to overtake them, but he provided protection for them. They could remember the former things, but they couldn't see the future. This is why God is saying, I will do you a new thing. I'm going to do something new. Maybe that's what God is saying to us this morning. You may feel that you have made mistakes. You feel that you have done wrong. But God is saying something to you. Believe not in the past, for you have a future in God. God is saying, it's not over. I have plans for you. I'm about to do something new for you. I want you to have a fresh start. Regardless of what failure you had in the past, regardless of what mistakes you have made in the past, God will give you a future. You may have a financial difficulty. You may have some failure in relationships. You may have some moral failure. But God is saying, regardless of the failure, you will have a fresh start. Do not look in the past. Live in the present and look to the future. God is saying, I want you a fresh start in life. I have to start making you to stop making excuses for your failures. Other people can hurt us, other people can harm us, other people can scar us, but the only person that can ruin your life is you yourself. Nobody can ruin your life without your permission. You have a choice, and that's what you can do to respond. The Bible says the starting point is just to be honest and accept responsibility. In Proverbs 28:13 it says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaken them shall have mercy. A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. He gets a fresh start. Let me tell you of a very famous person who
was engaged in elections. In fact, this year we're going to have elections, and there's also elections in the States. Now let me read this man's failures in his life. He was defeated for the state legislature in 1832. He was defeated for Congress in 1843. He was defeated again for Congress in 1848. He was defeated for the Senate in 1855. He was defeated for Vice Presidency in 1856. He was defeated for Senate in 1858. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 defeats. And he became president in 1860. Who is this man, this famous person? Abraham Lincoln, the greatest president of the United States. Despite all his failures, he became president in 1860, the greatest president that the United States has. Yes, God is saying, I want you to have a fresh start. I want you to stop making excuses for all your failures or blaming other people. I want you to stop seeing yourself as a victim of circumstances. What is failure? Failure is the path of least resistance. The problem is that often during times we stop trying, we give up. If at first you don't succeed, carry on. Very few people make it on the first try. Sometimes we give up just when success is around the corner. You are never a failure until you give up. Sometimes we give up too soon. The Bible says, stop making excuses. Admit it when it's a failure. Some people spend all their energy giving reasons why they couldn't do something. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 4 it says, have you suffered so many things in it, yet in vain? You have experienced many things. Were all these experiences wasted? Learn from our mistakes. Failure can be your friend or your foe, as Abraham Lincoln did in the past. You determine if failure will be your friend or your foe by the way you react to it. You can choose to learn from it or choose to repeat it. If you learn from it, then it can be your friend. However, if you don't learn from it, it is your enemy. You see, there are four kinds of experiences that God uses to shape our lives. He uses personal experiences. The family that you grew up in, the people you relate to, God can use your personal experiences. He uses experiences to shape you. He uses your vocation and your education experiences to shape you as well. And he uses your spiritual experiences to shape you. Like coming to church, to worship, to reading scriptures, and having quiet time. Yes, he even uses painful experiences to shape you. Some people say, I have lived my life for 50 years, but have they had 50 years of experience? What have you learned from past experience? If you don't sit down and think it through, you'll end up repeating the same mistakes over and over again. Who can help me? Who can help me to have a fresh start? Maybe you have a friend, a support person, a mentor. Sometimes you need someone, a good friend, to help you through. You need somebody else to walk along with you. The Lord Jesus Christ is always there. He will help you and pull your lives together and make sure that you get started on the right foot. There was a man who was walking along the beach and there with another person, and there were four footsteps. Suddenly there was only two footsteps, and he looked back and he says, "Why are there no two footsteps?" And the man said, "I carried you through life. That's why you only had two footsteps." Yes, act in faith. Act in the faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the key to changing anything is faith. If you want to change your circumstances, it takes faith. If you want to change your own family life, it takes faith. If you want to change your life, anything in your life, you have to faith. Jesus says in Matthew 9:29, "According to your faith, it will be done to you." This is a very simple statement, but it is very powerful. According to your faith, it will be done to you. That means we tend to get out of life what we expect. According to your faith, it will be done to you. What are we expecting in life? Are things going to be better or worse? Or are they going to be the same? If you act in faith, then you will do something positive to ensure that you don't repeat the same mistakes over and over again. Acting in faith is an affirmative faith that takes positive action with the help of God to change your life. In order to start acting in life in faith, it means you've got to stop having a pity, being sorry for yourself. Of course, life can be unfair. Whoever said it was fair? God never said that. This is a world filled with sin, and because life is unfair. But you have to go on with life anyway. You have to stop having pity and stop rehearsing the past, regretting the past, and you get on with the present and the future. So the more time we spend regretting our past, the more our future is wasted. The more time we spend thinking, "I wish that had not happened. I wish I could change that. If only I could go back and reverse the clock and redo history." You are rehearsing, you are regretting. You make yourself more miserable. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. What you need to do is to learn from these failures. What is the real secret of success? Every successful entrepreneur knows that they learn from failures. So what is the secret of success? Every successful entrepreneur knows that real success is built on failure. Failure is the way to become a success. Take the light bulb. The light bulb is something we all know. Who was the inventor of the light bulb? Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison took 199 times to make that light bulb. On the 200th time, he figured it out. And now we have a light bulb. The 200 times to make a light bulb. And we never think about it now. Call it an education. Learn from your mistakes. Some people will never act in faith because they have been paralyzed by fear, by past failures and past mistakes. How do we get rid of this failure? Act in faith. Faith is not so much an absence of fear, it is moving ahead in spite of fear. Sometimes faith is doing the thing you fear the most. Stop worrying about what others have to say. In Proverbs 29:25, it says, be afraid of people that can get you into trouble. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever pitieth his trust is in the Lord shall be saved. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. So be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. The way you think determines the way you feel. And the way you feel determines the way how you act. If you want to change your actions, you need to change the way you think. And it will inevitably change the way you act. If you are depressed, discouraged, and distressed, it may be because you are thinking in depression. You are discouraged. That's your choice. You don't have to think these thoughts. You don't have to be fearful. For in Romans 12:2 it says, be transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If we have to refocus our thoughts to start over to get a new start, that means I have to stop thinking some old patterns. Which memories are you still rehearsing that you keep from having a fresh start in life? The Bible says, let go of these things. The more you hold on to your memory of the past, the more you rehearse it, it continues to hurt you. It cannot hurt you without your permission. There's a story about two priests, two holy men, were going to cross a river, and the water, the river flow was quite strong, and they were hesitating, and then suddenly one of them saw by the side there was another woman who was trying to cross as well. So one of the priests carried the woman on her back and got across the river, and his friend followed, and when he reached the other side, he let the woman down and she walked off. And a friend said to him, you know, as priests, we shouldn't be touching women. And the friend who carried the woman over said, you know, the woman was in need, so I carried her over. But you are still carrying the woman in your mind. Yes, you have to change your mind and let go of things. How do you trust? How do you trust? In Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Let me read Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all your thine. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, for the fear of the Lord, and depart from evil. Yes, trust God to help us. Depend on him. We don't need to depend on ourselves. We've already proven that we can't do things on our own. That's why we have failed. We stumble, we fall. I can try harder. But you go against a wall. The real person in our life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Success in the Christian life is not trying harder, but being wise, giving God a sovereign control of my life. In Zechariah 4:6 it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You will not succeed in your own strength or power, but my spirit, says the Lord. Being born again by the word of God, and liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Yes, a new life has begun. A new life, a new beginning in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called to be born again. And in Isaiah 43:9 we read, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? Yes, God is doing a new thing in our lives. We may not perceive it, but he will make a way for us. You see, the Israelites have been worried about what God can do for them. God is faithful. In former times, he rescued the Israelites from the parting of the waves. But now God has a new chapter, a redemptive way in their life. He tells them in this passage that he will provide water to desolate places, to turn a wasteland into a fruitful land. God always does new things. He makes all things new. Revelation 21:5. He never changes, but he reveals deeper and deeper layers of the truth. His people, the people of God, experience aspects of God and his salvation in broad new ways. See, I'm doing a new thing, the Lord says. God is beginning to reveal the salvation that comes by Jesus Christ, who will die for our sins and rise again. In fact, the new thing will be his return and the final judgment of all things. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? All around us is the evidence of the objective reality that God is working. One who believes in the scriptures and perceives the truth of God, promises that God will be with us. I will make a way in wilderness and streams in the wasteland, God says. This is symbolic language about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, rivers of living waters. You see, what is the difference between God's people in the Old Testament, who are trying to follow God and who has saved them from slavery in Egypt. And the people of the New Testament who are trying to follow a God who has rescued them from sin. What is the new thing in life? What is the new thing in our life? God said, I led you out of slavery and sin. I saved you from Satan's death. You are delivered from sin. I'm making a new path in the wilderness, and I'm refreshing you with streams of living waters. So let us celebrate God's grace. Let us look back in appreciation, and let us look forward with anticipation. Isaiah says, the Messiah will come. The promised Messiah will bring God's people in the chapters. And here, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, that we can live in our present life and know that he is here with us. Isaiah's prophecy reminds us to look back in appreciation. In appreciation of what God has done for us, and look ahead with anticipation in this present year. Look back with appreciation. What has God done for you in the past year? Yes, in the past we may have gone through much in the past, much troubles, much difficulties. But through our trials and troubles, God teaches us where to go for help. He teaches us how to be strong and face the attacks of the evil one. He has made us stronger in 2004. So how does God's grace and goodness help us in 2024? In James 4:13 it says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go this way or that way, spend a year and do nothing. Why, you do not know what will happen. If it is the Lord's will, we will live as we look forward to 2024. In God's good time and in difficult time, God is with us. As his children, we know that he is always here in our presence. In 2024, we will enjoy his love, his grace, and his blessing as we abide in him. He has been with us through everything. He has felt our difficulties, our sorrows. He has looked at us and in appreciation. So let us look forward with anticipation. God is with us in this new year. He will provide us with what we need physically and spiritually. He will comfort us as we share difficulties, pain and sorrow. Today in 2024, we celebrate God's grace. Grace that moves us to look back with appreciation in the past year. Grace that helps us look ahead with anticipation. Amen.